Should we just start taking calls now?
Oh, for the game?
Yeah.
Why not? This is crazy, man. The game is now sitting at $13,400.
It's the KLOS name game.
Yeah, I think we should make people wait, though, to get that $13,400.
All right. Just
for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. Right. I mean, I know Marcy likes it. Have you heard Marcy do it, by the way? She always teases them, man. She repeats the name that they say, and then she sits there and waits a long time, and they're all excited. And she's, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Oh, that's rough.
But a couple of interesting stats so far. You know, the Hawaiian Gardens, remember we were looking for a two-name city here in L.A. That one netted someone $5,000. Someone won $13,400 earlier with Livermorium. Remember that one, the element
is
on the paramedic?
Right?
Yeah.
It got up to that high.
Yeah. Yeah, and the construction site item bolts got into $11,600, but now we are sitting at that same as the element on the periodic title. This is as high as it's ever gotten.
$13,400.
It's the highest it's gotten.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I kind of want this hour's winner to not win.
Yeah.
So that next hour,
yeah,
they could win more.
I like to just see it keep going for a while. But whatever. You know, we're wishing you the best.
Sure. We have Give Me Five today.
That's right. It's all about songs with foreign words in them. What are they saying? Why don't they speak English?
Speak English. Sing English.
That's coming up at five.
People Are Dumb on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite snack foods on the way.
I got a list of those.
The 420 celebration in Detroit that we missed, Sluggo, you're going to love.
Dude, I saw it.
It's so
awesome.
Good.
Those are my people. People.
Those are your people.
They were having a good time.
And like we say, the KLOS name game is coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, man, what are they talking about in that song? They're using foreign words. Give Me Five with foreign lyrics. We're going to be looking for that at 5 this afternoon.
Remember when we saw that case of liquid death outside?
The case of liquid death.
And we were like, what's liquid death?
Yes.
We have to try that.
Yeah.
And it's just water.
Water. Yeah, in a can.
Straight water.
And it wasn't flavored or anything.
Nope.
Just water.
Just with a cool package.
Great name.
Yeah.
Awesome name. Yeah, makes me want to buy a bunch.
Well, Travis Barker, the drummer.
Sure.
From Blink-182.
Very odd gentleman.
Is now a proponent of the liquid death enema.
Enema.
Liquid death enema.
As I said, very odd gentleman.
Enema.
So if you're going to get it done, make sure you ask your enemologist
for liquid death. Right.
Okay.
Here's Travis.
What's my secret? How did I marry?
Now they're using the music. He's using the music.
Yep.
Wow, this AC mellow crap music.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be romantic. He's laying down and part of him is blurred out.
Enema.
It's supposed to be romantic. Yes.
All right.
The woman of my dreams. How have I had such a successful career in music? I use liquid death mountain water.
I use liquid death mountain water.
In my house. Thanks to my new signature Enema of the State collectible enema kit, I've been able to turn my dreams into reality, and now you can too.
Enema of the State collectible enema kit is a real enema kit that comes with its own 19.2-ounce can of liquid death mountain water.
I mean, you can't tell anything is real anymore.
I will, you know, at the end of it.
Okay.
When used properly, Enema of the State can make you as successful as Travis Barker.
I use it, and now I'm the singer in a death metal band called Festering Corpse Puke.
I use it, and now I eat people far less often.
I use it, and now I'm at the front of the human centipede.
I use it, and now I can speak Mandarin.
He just basically said snakes, spiders, and other items.
Supposedly, he said liquid death destroys or amputates your thirst or something like that.
The Enema of the State collectible enema kit is not intended for use as a real medical device.
Oh.
Enema of the State should never be placed in or near your butthole without consulting a doctor first. Also, you should not place it in or near your friend's butthole without consulting them or their doctor first.
Each can of liquid death is personally signed by me. So what are you waiting for? Get yours at liquiddeath.com/enema. It'll be our secret. Okay, ready?
He's got a nurse behind him.
Awesome.
Pulls on the gloves.
Those famous gloves.
It says that the Enema of the State is a limited edition collectible adult art piece.
Oh, that's cool.
And is not intended for use as a real medical device.
I don't care. I'm using it that way, man.
Of course
you are. Done deal.
Enema of the State should never be placed in or near your butthole without consulting a doctor first. Mm-hmm. Also, you should not place it in or near your friend's butthole without consulting them or their doctor first.
All right.
Each can of liquid death is personally signed by me.
Right.
So what are you waiting for?
I know what I want.
Travis Barker.
I know what I want for my birthday now.
Fantastic.
I honestly want that. I do.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We only have $13,400 to give you. We're terribly sorry. That's it. That's what you could win here in just a few minutes when we play the name game, plus tickets to all 3 days to the power trip.
We missed the 420 celebration in Detroit.
That is a bummer. I was not aware
that was a thing.
I didn't know either.
And a whole group of people sent it to me, and I finally watched it and was like, wow. Yeah. First of all, the anchor is great.
Yeah, this news guy just rolls with it,
may
man.
May have a contact high, may be high.
Has to. And it reminds me of some of the British reporters. You know, when they're out there in the chaos and everybody's going crazy, they just kind of laugh. Whereas here, everybody takes themselves very seriously.
Yes, this
Don't
guy
you
does
be
not,
No, he's just having a good time.
And
man.
I looked up when Michigan allowed
when
recreational use for marijuana. Yeah. It was 2018 when no one was doing anything. Everybody was indoors.
Man, you're living in Detroit. You got to have something to blow off steam, man.
No kidding. So this was the news report on one of their news channels in Detroit.
Yep.
I'm here on the west side of Detroit celebrating 420 day. It is
he just starts laughing.
Yep, right away. He's standing there next to this guy smoking big old J.
And just blowing it right in his face.
It's a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. Smoking on the news. Smoke it, man.
Hit it, man.
Charlie?
That holiday?
Charlie is the
The anchor.
Reporter, yeah. He's just kind of laughing.
Charlie?
I want to see news reports like that here in L.A.
Same.
Come on.
420, April 20th, celebrating everything hot.
How are you celebrating it today?
Like this, you know what I'm saying? Smoking weed, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's just like, he couldn't think of anything else.
I feel like we could stop asking that question.
How are you celebrating?
How do you celebrate 420?
You know, smoking weed, man. Just smoking
That's it.
You know, I'm going to be smoking some weed.
Right.
Man, smoke
and then when
weed,
you leave, you're going to go somewhere else and
smoke some more weed.
Right. Get Everybody on the bus!
Okay.
No. Yeah, then they all get on a party bus.
They get on a party bus.
This guy is probably 60, something about 60.
So.
Yeah. So, you know, he's rolling 65. With it, man. He's on the party
he's
bus,
he's getting on
man.
The party bus to go someplace.
Like many on the Weed Bar bus from Eastern Market to here. Its first stop at the Detroit Herbal Center on Detroit's west side.
Free weed. Who wants the weed?
Now, they're handing out weed,
Free
man.
Weed. Who wants some weed?
And it was a big... Did you see how big that thing was?
That was quite a container.
I was like, I'm going to grab a handful of that. Nobody was even taking any of the buds, man. Like,
you were
what?
Upset.
I was.
And many happy that this year, smoking pot for recreation is legal. And business is good.
Business been good.
Yeah, you making
you know
money?
I can't complain.
Is it cheaper now?
Heck yeah, way cheaper. I'm saying like the gang saturated now, so like everybody can afford it.
420, the holiday of
my favorite girl.
That only matters.
I'm sorry.
It's the holiday that only
go
matters.
Back a little. 420 is the holiday.
The holiday that only matters.
Okay, continue.
A lot of people in Detroit.
That She's only best, matters to a lot of people in Detroit.
In Detroit.
420, 420 all the time.
There you
it's
go.
It's not just today. It's mostly every day.
That's Lego.
All this pot. Most places are giving away free burgers or Cinnabons or sandwiches.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, giving
they
away
had,
free food.
Yeah, they had. Now, you would expect, of course, there's going to be a lot of food vans, trucks out there. But they're giving away the food. It's not $17 for a burger.
Yeah.
They're like, go ahead and take it, because we're making so much money here.
How was it?
Charlie, listen to me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Charlie, listen to me.
Amazing. You gotta grab one of them Jones.
So, with the munchies satisfied, feeling good, it's back on the weed bus for another 420 celebration in the D.
Look at me, Mom. I made it.
Ha ha ha! 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Give me five. Songs with foreign words in the lyrics. Anywhere in the lyrics.
And the KLOS name game, that's an hour from now. KLOS name game's coming up before five.
30, what is it?
$13,600.
Dang.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
I've come to a new conclusion that I have a new snack favorite.
Oh, you do?
This is my go-to snack now.
Now, until they weirded out the vending machines here at KLOS, which you can now, you have to have an app.
Yes.
You can't put cash in it. U.S. currency is useless.
Correct,
for it.
Yes.
You have to have an app.
It won't accept cash.
No.
Correct.
You have to have an app on your phone to even access it.
Right.
But you had moon pies in there.
Yes, I did have moon pies, and I like those, but they have been replaced.
Oh.
All of my snack favorites have been replaced.
That was like a year of that.
It was a solid year.
He was in here eating moon pies at least once a day.
But those moon pies were so much pie and so little moon. No, there's so much crust and so little
marshmallow. Yeah, you went a lot of marshmallow.
It was just a mouthful of, like,
cake.
Yeah.
You were able to put up with it for a year.
Listen, I lived.
Right on. Well, what's the new one?
I have a new one, and it's Uncrustables.
Oh, those are
it's an old one
butter.
That I've had again.
Yeah, you used to love those.
I used to love those, and I'm back hard.
I believe the old crew used to mock you mercilessly for those,
They did, but some of them agreed with me.
Oh, did they? Oh, really?
They got the peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich.
There you go, yeah.
Which is the best.
Yeah.
Then you got the peanut butter and strawberry jam sandwich, which is okay. So this is basically just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that's cut without the crust on it, so it's a little circle.
And, like, it's impossible to make those at home.
Right. Yourself. No, but.
Yeah.
I get your point, because I made one today.
Oh, but you did? Made one.
But only because I was out of Uncrustables.
Oh, okay.
That's when I realized, that's my new favorite.
Again.
Is that I have to replace it now by making a real peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's like when you go back and find an old song you haven't heard in a long time. You're like, oh, my God,
yes.
This is my favorite song ever. Why did I ever move away from it?
Moon Pie can kiss my ass. I don't have any interest in it.
Go to hell, Moon Pie.
It won't let me buy it, so
yeah.
I'm not interested.
It's in there not taunting you anymore because you don't care.
Uncrustables are frozen, so you keep them in your freezer.
You know what? My favorite snack is frozen as well, and I've been on this kick for years. They make giant Reese's peanut butter cups, like huge ones.
You mean like deep?
Yeah, deep.
Heavy?
And big.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I freeze them.
You do?
And then when I'm not very sober... I go in and I just start macking on
just,
that. Oh, it's my favorite thing in the world.
Don't use the word macking.
I apologize.
Ever again.
I apologize to all
humankind. It's your favorite thing in the world. Mine's
love
Uncrustables.
Huh, all right.
All right, so what's your favorite snack food? It can be chips and stuff like that.
Sure.
But let's be honest. We're coming at you with both barrels here.
Yeah. We go crazy, man.
We're doing Uncrustables, yeah. And Sluggo's doing his...
giant Reese's peanut butter cup.
So don't come at us with chips and nonsense.
I like popcorn unsalted.
Your favorite snack foods. 818-955-KLOS. I would argue that the Uncrustable is not a snack. But
no.
I've moved it into that category.
It's really almost a lunch.
It is almost a replacement meal, but I've moved it into the category.
Good for you.
I'll just grab one. It's great.
818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Send us a picture of your snack.
Talking about our favorite snack foods, mm-hmm. My new snack food is Uncrustables.
But that's your old favorite. You've
it
gone
was
back
one.
In time.
I have gone back in time and picked an oldie but goodie.
Welcome back.
Dun, so dun, good.
Dun, dun, dun,
so we're taking
dun,
your calls at 818-955-KLOS. What is your favorite snack food?
Favorite snack food would have to be my homemade beef jerky.
Really?
Homemade beef jerky.
Beef jerky's the gods, man. I'm all, that's survival. That's survival food, bro.
It is.
No matter, you can make it out of any meat. Even your own.
I'm sorry, what?
Pass sick, on that.
If you're sick like that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. Sure.
Literally go to a Bass Pro Shop and buy the jerky makers there, and you can do it within 12 hours.
Oh.
That's time. You don't have to do it like long process.
Oh, okay. See, I don't have any time to make my food. I don't have time for that.
That's why you do snackables.
I'm
or
buying Uncrustables,
or Uncrustables
so that I don't have to take the time to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Thank you for
Thanks
calling.
For having,
KLOS, hello. Your favorite snack food.
It's such a weird snack, but I really like to snack on chimichangas.
Chimichanga is a snack?
Chimichangas, yeah.
Interesting. Weird. You just keep them in the fridge, or what? How do you do that?
No, so I go out of my way to get some. I'll go, like, look for a food truck.
Right.
And even weirder, I ask for the old ones.
Really?
The ones that have been sitting there, yeah. They're crunchier, and then...
That makes sense. I get that.
Wow.
I know, like, not mushy, but hard.
That's what she likes.
Oh, that does not sound great to me.
No, I kind of like it, actually.
You enjoy.
Yeah, right on, man.
All right.
Thank you, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Your favorite snack food.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Yep. Onion bagels with cream cheese and nacho cheese Doritos.
Wow. What
do
a combo
plate. You put them all on
the bagel itself?
Yeah, you have to top your onion and cream cheese bagel with nacho cheese Doritos.
Doritos.
I promise you, it's amazing.
That does sound good.
That sounds great.
How high are you generally when you eat that?
I'm actually not high at all.
Well, there you go. Try it high. I bet you'll
it's
really
way
love
better
it.
High.
That is awesome, and I love that idea. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite snack food. The best snack food in the world is an Uncrustable.
The best snack food in the world is a frozen giant Reese's peanut butter cup.
What do you got?
Saltine crackers.
Saltine crackers?
By themselves?
Yeah, but they have to be the original premium ones.
Yeah, those are the best. But you just sit there and eat a sleeve full?
Yes, they're so buttery and nice.
That seems tasteless.
No, I like them.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I've always kind of done that too.
Just by themselves,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Right on. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? Hey. How you doing?
Good.
Talking about your favorite snack food.
Frito scoops. Get yourself some Hormelli no bean chili.
Mm.
Put a little shredded cheddar cheese on top.
Mm.
And dip them Frito scoops in that chili.
I am liking that.
That sounds pretty good.
Yes.
That's some funky awesome burps, but that sounds good.
Also sounds like a little bit of work. You're moving right into work land.
You take the chili, you dump it in a plastic bowl, throw it in the microwave, you're all set.
Mm.
Throw the cheese on top when you get it out of the microwave.
That's not too bad.
All right.
That sounds good, actually.
That does sound good.
Very
good. All right, thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, best munchie food is you get a corn tortilla, warm it up on the stove, and then you pull out the crunchy peanut butter and roll it up like a taco.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds great.
Minor amount
really
of work.
I always do it with butter. I thought you were going to say with butter, but peanut butter, crunchy peanut butter.
Any kind, but crunchy is the best.
I hear
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
Yes, that's
pretty strong.
Sure.
All right.
Oh, man, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey.
your favorite snack food.
Yeah.
Campfire marshmallows that came in the small box, maybe 12 marshmallows, regular size, that came with some sort of powdered sugar on them.
Mm. A marshmallow with powdered sugar on them.
You're just getting some sugar with your sugar with your sugar.
Woohoo!
Right on, man. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite snack foods.
Kevin Slugger! Slugger Kevin!
What's up?
Hey, we're talking favorite snack foods. What do you got?
Movie popcorn and hot tamales.
And together?
Yes, heck yeah.
Movie popcorn and hot tamales.
Yes.
I am seeing lots of bags of popcorn with weird stuff in them now. So
yeah,
that's kind of what you're doing then early on your own, right?
Yeah, I did that way before all that stuff started happening. It's like a candy corn kind of thing. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're a pioneer.
Yeah, thank you.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Booker and Stryker.
Yes, Booker and Stryker. Let's talk snack foods.
I'm a snacking kind of guy. Apples and tahini. I love that.
Apples and tahini?
I don't know what tahini is.
Yeah, no, it's like Indian sauce. Tahini sauce, right? Or is it Mediterranean?
No. This is called tahini. It's the chili lime powder seasoning.
Right.
It also makes
a lot of Mediterranean food.
On an apple.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No. Yes, that's Indian food. Or Mediterranean food. Yeah.
You're breaking up, so you keep saying what it is. Try one more time.
Oh. It's called tahine, or it's chili lime seasoning.
Gotcha.
Okay, cool. So you spice up your apple with that.
You put it on fruit or apples.
All right. I got to find anything to make fruit edible because I hate healthy stuff.
I do like fruit.
All right, cool. Right on. Thank you for calling, man.
Bye.
Yeah, no, I don't like fruit. I don't like vegetables.
Have you tried all of it? Fruit?
Yeah. Meh.
All right.
But if you don't like this new Foo Fighters song, you like this one, Rescued? It's really good. It's really growing on me. I've been driving around listening to it a lot. Well done, David Eric Grohl and pals.
Not a surprise.
I'm dead. I died. I stood there.
I stood there and died.
You laughed.
I'm not alive anymore.
You threw things at me. Oh, wait. That's the wrong song. Oh, well.
It sounded right.
People are dumb.
when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Slugger, yeah! They ought to know.
Uh-huh. Dunkin' Donuts employee takes a whole lot of cash, arrested for robbing another store in uniform.
Oh, come on. He left his uniform on?
It's a case that has left law enforcement scratching their heads. You never want to hear that about yourself.
No.
On April 17th, a Dunkin' Donuts employee put on his uniform and on his way to work at a different Dunkin' Donuts, stopped at a new one that he didn't work at, and went in and just tried to take the cash from the register.
Oh, so he just like walked behind the counter, yes, and just started trying to take money out of the register?
Because he was wearing the uniform, yeah, he thought the manager... I guess maybe he didn't think the manager would be there, but he said, "Oh no, I'm just signing in to work my shift." And she said, "Dude, you don't work here. What are you talking about?
It's not that big a store."
So the manager attempted to stop him, but he tried to convince her that he was still logging in for his shift. And she said, "Dude,
I'm here logging in.
I'm the manager. I haven't hired anyone recently. You can't work here." So he decided to push her aside and just took $142 in cash.
Come on,
from
man.
The register.
You're busted. There's 4,000 Dunkin' Donuts out there. Try another one.
Well, yes, but maybe don't wear your uniform you do have a job at a Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
So they went to two others that were close.
If you have a job at Dunkin' Donuts, right, that's the key.
They
otherwise
found the one that he has a job at. Right. And they also confronted him with the evidence of the in-store camera of him robbing them. They caught him just outside with a backpack, and he had a different shirt on, but the Dunkin' Donuts shirt was in the backpack. So they arrested him.
America runs on Dunkin', but wow.
That guy is dumb.
Give me five.
And give me five. Cinco.
Zidoutois with it.
You know, Jed always made up his own weird language. Sure. He was really good at it.
Sure.
But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for songs
with foreign lyrics.
I mean, basically a proper English song, but then suddenly they, like in this one, start busting out the French. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Zidoutois. Good to be.
Steve Martin once famously complained about going to France and places like that where they don't have the courtesy to speak English.
We got a Twitter request for a foreign language lyric for Voulez-Vous by ABBA. We're not in the ABBA business.
I don't think we can play a lot of stuff, but I think we're going to draw the line at ABBA.
Somebody needs to.
Gunnet 11, however, suggested Einstein, du hast... on KLOS. We'll do that.
Hey, you guys still looking for songs with foreign lyrics?
Yes.
Okay, what about the Beatles, Sun King? I don't know what language that is, but...
I don't think they know.
Presto, amigado, cacamato.
Hold on. So John Lennon got the title from a book, they think, but then the song descends into cod Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese nonsense.
I love nonsense.
With the odd English phrase thrown in.
All right, here you go.
That's a tender love song from Air Supply called Psycho Killer.
On the wave.
Thanks for coasting along with us.
We're doing Gimme Five songs with foreign lyrics in it. And Kirk tweets, easy one today, Falco, Rock Me Amadeus.
We won't play ABBA, but we'll play Falco.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The best enema we've ever heard of is Travis Barker's Liquid Death Enema. Going to try that.
Which... I'm still speechless.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, do it!
We talked favorite snack foods. I'm firmly in the camp of Uncrustables, peanut butter and jelly with the crust cut off. But we got calls about movie popcorn with hot tamales, and another called with an onion bagel with cream cheese and nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah, you put the nacho cheese Doritos on top of the cream cheese and the bagel, and you know what? I'm actually going to try that.
That sounds great.
That really does. And she claims she's not high when she eats it.
But you will be.
Jury's out.
Your next chance to play the name game is tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
And that is going to be $14,000.
14 grand.
Unbelievable. It's by far the most so far. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, Hey, tonight at the Viper Room, tonight we've got a whole bunch of local bands. You know, back during the lockdown, we were playing a couple bands, Violet Saturn and Slaves to Humanity, quite a bit. They were so damn cool. Local humans just getting their start, and they're going to join two other bands tonight, Butterside and Double Cobra, at the Viper Room.
What a tough time to try to get a band started in 2020.
Oh, my God, and they were so good. It was just like Violet Saturn, and they were like playing, you know, just rehearsing and stuff, and they were so amazing. We were so excited for them,
yep.
And then everything shut down.
So we're excited for them again.
We're finally starting things back up again at the Viper Room. We love the Viper Room. We're going to be there tonight. It's only $9.55 to get in to see four bands. So come see Butterside, Violet Saturn, Double Cobra, and Slaves to Humanity at the Viper Room tonight.
Keith, fresh fries.
Hat.
Yeah.
You guys are mean.
Hat.
I gotta pee. I gotta pee.
You're on the air.
Hat.
95.5 KLOX.
The most money we've given away in this game at one time to one person was $13,400, and we're back to that amount now.
Right this second.
Right this second.
The name game,
Come on, you know what it is.
You can win $13,400 right now by calling 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13. Good luck.
And I can tell you one thing about Gavin and his bush.
Mm-hmm.
Never understood what the hell he was talking about. Those songs. I'm like,
it is tough to understand sometimes.
Yeah. Like, what does that mean? Does it mean you're going to win money?
The name game.
Oh, yeah,
this is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
KLOS, who is this?
Tom.
Tom, you're caller 13.
Play our game.
Awesome.
You get your chance to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
Tom, the last couple of guesses were The Stray. That was from Pete. Never heard of that one.
Me either. No.
And Patrick the Pug. What?
Nope.
From Cindy. I think people are just making names up now. That is not what we're looking for. What do you think we're looking for, Tom?
So I feel like you guys have been dropping hints.
Nope.
You guys have that Owen Wilson.
Right.
A while ago.
That was an actor who had more than 20 movies.
Yeah, right. Stuck on that forever.
So I want to say that it was a hint to go with Marley and Me.
Oh, dude. People have said Marley and
Sarly.
Me, unfortunately. Sarly!
Sarly and Me.
All right.
Sorry, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Good luck next time. It'll be worth $13,600, the more than anybody's ever won. Damn! And we're not dropping any hints. We're not really doing that.
We're not. We can't.
Nope. Yep.
The name game. The name game.
Biggest pot we've ever had.
$13,600.
I like having big pots.
We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
The name game.
$13,600.
Name game.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, it's Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. What are you doing?
Driving on my way home.
All right, well, if you win $13,600 right now, don't freak out and drive off the side of the freeway.
Oh, well, I'm almost home. I'm like a block away. I'm almost there.
All right, good.
Oh, good. That's safe enough, then.
You're caller 13. We are looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Marley and Me and The Stray, whatever the hell that is. So what do you think it is?
I think Good Boy.
You what?
Good Boy.
Big Boy?
No, Good Boy.
Good Boy?
Good Boy. Good Boy. Good Boy. Good Boy. Who's a good boy?
Yeah, I actually have that movie.
Oh, now you should go delete it. You should smash your copy of it.
It's incorrect.
It didn't win you any money. Well, at least you didn't go flying off the side of the road.
I never.
In your excitement.
Thank you for calling.
Sorry. All right, $13,800 between 5 and 6.
The name game.
Let's do it again. If you would like to win $13,800, call right now, 818-955-KLOS, and you can play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
Please be caller 13.
The name game.
The name game.
$13,800.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
KLOS, who is this?
Hey, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence, you're caller 13.
Of Arabia?
You got to be kidding. Really?
Yep. You're from Arabia.
Wow, I've never been 13 for anything.
Well, congratulations.
You get to play the KLOS name game, which is worth $13,800 right now.
Oh, man, that would be a score, wouldn't it?
We are looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses, Lawrence, were Good Boy, whatever the hell that is, and Marley and Me. Yes. Both of those were wrong, so what do you think it is?
Okay, well, I have a different strategy. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, well, what kind of degenerates work at KLOS?
Smart.
So I went back to my bank, and my guess would be Air Bud.
Air Bud. I'm not sure how that's...
That doesn't seem degenerate.
Yeah.
Air Bud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's not Air Bud.
Come on.
Well, you're definitely right about the degenerate part. That's for sure.
That's the way to think.
Right on, dude. Thanks for trying. And tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank...
$14,000.
Say that again.
$14,000.
What did you just say?
$14,000.
It was the band's second North American tour. Led Zeppelin on this day in rock in 1969 up in San Francisco played Whole Lot of Love for the first time live. Do you remember when Martin Scorsese's documentary of the band's very last concert, The Last Waltz, opened in movie theaters, played for a very long time? It was on this day in rock in 1978 when that opened. Blondie's Call Me from the American Gigolo soundtrack was sitting at number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1980.